Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday evening, July 29th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, test driving Amazon Kindle Unlimited, and life insurance companies look to woo the middle class. 2 weeks ago, Amazon announced that it was launching Kindle Unlimited. It allows customers unlimited access to more than 600,000 ebook and 2,000 audiobook titles for just $9.99 a month. On the surface, MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill says it sounds like a pretty good deal.
There are some really good features. You can alternate between reading your book and listening to your book without losing your place because of this new Whisper Sync technology.
Given that the average ebook title is about $7 to $8, anyone who reads more than one book a month will probably get some value from this. However, Katie warns that if you're looking for the new hip books, you probably won't find them on Kindle Unlimited.
Even though there's 600,000 titles, and there's some popular titles, Hunger Games, Flash Boys, Harry Potter, all that's on there, a lot of these new releases from major publishing houses are not on there.
And Kindle Unlimited may not make sense for folks who already spend $100 a year for Amazon Prime.
That gives you a whole bunch of ebooks too. So if you already have Amazon Prime, you get about one ebook a month on Amazon Prime. Might not be worth it to do this Kindle Unlimited thing either because you're already getting a lot of ebooks.
However, Katie says it's worth it to sign up for Kindle Unlimited now while they're still offering a 30-day free trial. Just remember to set a calendar reminder to cancel the service if you find that it's just not a good fit. Life insurance companies are trying new tactics to sell insurance to middle-class Americans.
MetLife has an interesting project that is still in a pilot phase involving space it leases in Walmart supercenters or other Walmart stores.
Wall Street Journal reporter Leslie Sism discusses these new kiosks being set up at Walmart stores to attract regular shoppers, and MetLife is watching very closely to see whether or not this tactic will work.
Will those shoppers coming in there for other products see the kiosk and be motivated to pay for the prepaid card at the cash register for the first month of coverage and then call a 1-800 number and complete the deal to activate the policy?
As part of their effort to woo customers, MetLife is having customers pick up prepaid cards at these kiosks in Walmart stores and then having them pay just $5 for the first month of coverage with a death benefit of as much as $50,000. And they're not the only ones hoping for a resurgence. Rival insurers like Prudential Financial are watching the MetLife program to see if they have any success. They too have been trying to sell more policies to middle-class Americans, including through websites and branches of banks across the U.S. The pilot program for MetLife is currently only operating in Georgia and South Carolina, but the results have been intriguing enough that the company plans to expand to a couple of other states soon. You can read more about the new tactic to sell life insurance by checking out Leslie Sism's piece at WSJ.com. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.